You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
Among the many thousands of pilgrims and visitors at Pope Francis's general audience on Wednesday was a group of young students from the Unity of Faiths Foundation Football Club, or TUF FC as it's known. Started in London as a way of bringing together people of many different religious, ethnic and social backgrounds, the foundation began by organising music festivals with the support of local community leaders. Following on from those successful events, the foundation then developed education programmes and then set up a football team as a way of offering kids from underprivileged backgrounds an alternative to the gang culture that many of them are lured into. British Prime Minister David Cameron and US President Barack Obama have already endorsed the project, and knowing the Pope's passion for football, the group came to the Vatican this week to seek his blessing too. Accompanying the kids was one of the Unity of Faith's co-founders, Shamenda Talwar, together with his daughter Karina, a youth ambassador, and Ben Corbin in charge of sports development. They talked to me about the way the organisation has grown and how it's also keeping kids away from the lure of online radicalisation by extremist groups. Dr. Talwar, tell us a little bit about the Unity of Faith Foundation, how it started, what its goals are.
We started an initiative called Project Unity, and this was put together by helping children through Key Stage 3, which is the ages between 11 and 16, and through English classes or science classes or media classes, sports classes, history classes, what unity meant to that child. So if it's history, they will find a moment in history where unity was very effective. If it's English, they will find a piece of poetry in sport. You know, there was so many factors where sport has an incredible way of breaking barriers. So this initiative was started. We piloted it on June 1st, 2015. And from there stemmed our football initiative, where 10 kids from West London contacted us. The problem that London has, or we have in some parts of England, is beautiful 4G pitches. Now, if I can explain to you what 4G pitch is. 4G pitch is an artificial pitch, all-weather surface, and children can enjoy football without any problems with the weather scenario. But it's £100 an hour. Why put such things in the States when children can't even afford to buy trainers, for example? They're playing football in their school shoes. So when they came to us, we spoke, obviously, to the other faith groups who we've built a great, great sort of rapport with. You know, we had great credibility, great understanding with faith groups because of our festivals from previous years. We spoke to councils, spoke to different community groups, and all said that, yes, we'll support you, but I think we've got to put in funding. So we thought the Unity of Faiths Foundation will fund the project initially and will take it further. As word got by, 10 children became 40, 40 became 400, and we went in 2000. Initially, the programme was put together for helping children who are going through poverty or on the throes of going into gangs very successfully, you know, because we had one of our programmes in our festivals was about swap the gun for the mic, where we had about 26,000 people in one of our festivals. But things took a turn about 12 months back when one of the girls' football captain came to me on a pitch and wanted to talk to me. And they call me Doc, for short. So she comes running up to me and said, you know, Doc, you need to see this. And she showed me her phone. It was a Snapchat. For those of people who don't know what Snapchat, it is a social media communication tool, similar to Facebook or WhatsApp. But what we hear is a lot of these children are contacted. It was a Snapchat, and on the screen was a person holding a plaque saying, "Are you British?" And the other plaque saying, are you Muslim? And that's when I realised that we've got a situation. So while we were working with her, 6 others came forward. Similar things. You know, Doc, could you have a look at this? Now, there's no rule book. There's no manual out there. How do we deal with this? They're not going to go to the imam because they think it'll be shame on the family. They're not going to go to the parents because they think they're going to get kicked out the house. They're definitely not going to go to the teacher because they think they're going to be kicked out the school. And they're definitely not going to the police because that's a no-no area for them. What do they do? They came to their football coach. They came to their football program because we put an arm around their shoulder and said, look, this is your family. This is your community. and Britain is your home.
Ben, you're the sports development official, aren't you, for the organisation?
That's correct.
Tell us a bit about the kids that you have there in the team now. I mean, we were hearing it's grown hugely in numbers. Who are the kids? What sort of age are they? What sort of backgrounds are they?
They're mainly secondary school age, sort of young adolescents. And there's a real mix of backgrounds of kids who attend the project. And most of the kids who come along to the sessions every Friday, they form part of the Tough FC team that competes in the London FA League.
You've been very successful already, haven't you?
They have
just
been
a few
very
short months you've been working.
Yeah, I can't take the credit for it because I've not been on board for that long. But a lot of the good work was done by the coaches and obviously the players themselves. I think the under-13s recently won their league, and the under-16s won the London Cup.
So what's the secret of the success?
No, I just think that there's lots of talent in the areas where a lot of our children come from. Some of them don't always have the pathways or the opportunities available for them to sort of harness their talent. We can see their enthusiasm. A lot of them don't have the same sort of support from home as a lot of the teams that we play against do. I think through Tough FC, they're able to sort of flourish, really, from a footballing perspective. And it's really, really nice to see.
What are the biggest challenges that you face working with these kids?
To be honest with you, I love football. I love working in football, and they love football as well. So it's quite harmonious. But I think the challenges that the kids face are possibly in other areas of their lives. And it's when that interferes with football that it can become a problem. But they know that Tough FC is always there for them. They know they're always welcome. And I think they feel really included and part of it. And that's kind of been the key to the success and the growth of the project.
This is really important because you're actually saying, aren't you, that in fact, a lot of these kids have been contacted by extremist groups and would actually have travelled abroad, maybe even to fight for one of these extremist groups if they hadn't had the football team to fall back on.
I think when you have a multicultural society, it's important that everybody feels identified with the place they live in and they feel accepted, and some children are more vulnerable than others to outside influences, and perhaps they don't feel as strongly identified as they could with the country where they live. And I think when you're going through your adolescence, identity is a really, really important thing, and you start to, you know, question where you're from, what your background is, what your history, family's history, your roots. And I think there are some nasty people out there who are very intelligent, and they can capitalize on some people's vulnerabilities. And it's wonderful that we have a project that makes them feel included, gives them an alternative.
Karina, you're the ambassador, aren't you? The youth ambassador for the organisation. How did you first get involved with it?
Yes, I am one of many youth ambassadors, and most of us came through the festivals and the schools around. Loads of people who joined Tough FC have friends who would like to become youth ambassadors, and that's what we do. We basically help with the paperwork, but most importantly, we help with mentoring the children. And almost,
what exactly do you mean by that? What exactly are you
doing
with them?
Well, firstly, Tough FC was formed to stop gang violence and influencing children to go into gangs. And that was, I remember a scenario where we had two teenagers who were from rival gangs. And they'd shown up at our Friday training and had seen each other. And at first we weren't sure what to do, but through the power of football and through the passion of football and through Tough FC, within a couple of weeks, these two were playing together on a pitch and they were scoring together. And it was amazing to see. And with the radicalisation scenario, Tough FC wasn't formed to tackle radicalisation. We didn't say, oh, let's make a charity football organisation or a charity to tackle radicalisation. Something that came organically and naturally. And when we had been informed about this, we'd realised that the people involved in being radicalised and the children who were very vulnerable weren't sure of their identity, as Ben had mentioned. They weren't sure of who they were. Some of them were saying, are we British or are we Somali? Are we British? Or are we Muslim? Are we British or are we Sikh? Are we British or are we Hindu? What are we? And I think it was very important to say, you're not British or Hindu. You're not British or Muslim. You're not British or Somali. You're British and you're Somali. You're British and you're Muslim. But most importantly, you're British. And that's when our mentoring initiative started, when we decided to do classes every Friday in which we teach the children British values, you know, rule of law, democracy, mutual respect and tolerance of all different faiths, freedom of speech. And we've ingrained that into the children, saying, yes, football is your passion. Yes, you come every Friday and we are a Friday family. That's what we are every Friday night. But you need to understand that we're not only here for football, we're here to use football as a tool to guide you in the pathway, in the right pathway of life.
You're working with boys and girls, yes, of these different ages. I'm wondering, do you have particular issues working with the girls, given the different values, perhaps, that women, or the different way women are seen often in some of these societies?
I think it's different for both. It's obviously both different for females and males, but for growing girls, from my experience as mentoring the girls' football team, it is different because the girls are very, they're sensible in a way, but they're also very vulnerable and they're very naive. And I think through the mentoring, we've toughened these girls up. We've used that football initiative, we've used the idea of football and the passion of football to grow them as people, to grow them as individuals, and to have them, show them a sense of identity of who they really are.
So why here in the Vatican? Why do you want to bring this initiative to the Vatican?
I think it's incredibly important that leaders of the world, because of what's happening in the world at this present moment, children from all over the world, they are confused. They don't know, you know, what's right or what's wrong. So if we have certain respected leaders of the world support what we're doing, it's an important message, what's going out there. And it's effective and it's working and it's successful. And, you know, just quickly carrying on to what Karina and Ben said about what we say to the children is, we don't take away your culture. It could be Somali, Afghanistani, Israeli, Polish. You know, we don't take away your religion, which could be Islam or Christianity or Judaism. But what we do say is your identity is British. And be proud of that, or your identity is European, be proud of that. And that's really important. And if leaders like, you know, like Barack Obama, who's been one of our greatest supporters, and, you know,
you're going there in September, aren't you?
We are going there in September, maybe earlier. And Pope Francis, you know, His Holiness, if people can support what we're doing, the message can go out there, then not just thousands, tens of thousands of children can be supported worldwide. And then we do have a chance, and then that seed will be planted, and then 20 years down the line, Karina's children, basically, will have a better chance to live in a more secured world where children are not confused. I think that's really important, because at this present moment, there's a confusion out there and we're trying to eliminate it. And what better way than football?
And what better place than the Vatican to come and bring that message to Pope Francis?
Exactly.
Thank you all very much indeed. My thanks there to the co-founder of the Unity of Faiths Foundation, Shamenda Talwar, to Karina Talwar, a youth ambassador, and to Ben Corbin, in charge of sports development.